I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Manny Pacquiao is without a doubt the most famous Filipino in the world today. A new book captures the boxing champion through the lens of the noted photographer David Drebin, who joins me now. Mr. Drebin photographed Pacquiao, capturing him training and in and out of the ring, giving the viewer a glimpse into the world of the fighter who carries at least 10 world titles, not to mention other monikers such as Fighter of the Decade, the People's Champ, and the best pound-for-pound fighter in boxing today. The book is called, appropriately enough, Manny Pacquiao. It is the first and only authorized book of photographs of Pacquiao, and it features a foreword from the boxing promoter Bob Arum. David Drebin, who joins me from New York this day, is a graduate of the Parsons School of Design and an internationally renowned photographer. His work has sold at record prices, and he counts celebrities as fans and collectors of his pieces. Mr. Drebin's work is known for its dramatic, epic, and cinematic qualities. They're described as voyeuristic, psychological, and opulent, among some other choice adjectives. The book is published by C.J. Oyster Publishing and is available at mannyboxingbook.com, where you can get a deluxe hardcover or a more affordable paperback. The website for more is at daviddrebin.com. Please welcome to the Planta on the Line program, David Drebin. Good morning, Mr. Drebin.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I guess you're in New York, so good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. You were born in Toronto?
I was born in Toronto, yes.
Yeah, and you studied to be an actor?
Briefly.
Yeah.
I lived in Vancouver after Toronto for a few years, and then I went to New York City for a summer, and I went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, where I thought I wanted to be an actor, until I realized soon into the program that I was a terrible actor because I was only willing to say the lines that I came up with in my mind and not the lines that I had to read in the script.
Yeah.
So I knew I was an entertainer, but I didn't want to act as anyone else other than myself.
And so had you always taken photographs, or did that come afterwards?
Never really taken photographs. If anything, the last thing in the world I ever wanted to become was a photographer, because my mother was a photographer, and I just didn't want to, you know, follow into one of my parents' footsteps.
Yeah.
My mother is a photographer, so I had no interest in doing it. Until one day, I had a roommate at the time who told me he was taking photography classes, and I thought, why would you ever want to do such a thing? And I came back from acting class, because I went to, after New York, I came back to Vancouver, went to University of British Columbia,
yeah.
And I took theater as my major, and I came home one night, and he laid out all these photographs on the floor of his employees at a store called Mark James. I think it's Mark James. Yeah, Mark James.
Yeah, that's still there.
And he laid out all these photographs of all the people who worked in the store, and at that very moment I said, my whole life flashed through my eyes. My whole career flashed through my eyes, and I realized, I want to be a photographer. I need to get out of Vancouver. I have to move to New York City. Done.
Yeah.
And 6 months later, I was gone and moved to New York.
And how did when did you know that you're pretty good at it? I mean, I've seen some of your work. I mean, you just read the bio. You know, your work is sold at record prices. It's seen everywhere.
I think the key, Joe, is to never think you're that good.
Really?
That's what makes you better.
Yeah.
I'm sure Gretzky never thought he was that great. You know, Gretzky's famous line is, you miss 100% of the shots you never take.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you were in Miami Beach this past week, I guess, for the Art Basel show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's that like for you? Do you bring work there and you exhibit it? Is the goal to sell it, or...?
Well, basically, interesting you bring up Art Basel, Miami. Basically, if it was not for Art Basel, Miami, I never would have met Manny Pacquiao. Because basically, I made a photograph of Manny the moment he knocked out Ricky Hatton 3 years ago in Las Vegas. And I was on assignment for ESPN, the magazine. I made this photograph, and I have an art dealer that showcases my work alongside legends of the art world, like Robert Rauschenberg and Andy Warhol and Chuck Close, and he wanted to exhibit my work alongside these legends. So I made this photograph that really represented people's dreams. The moment Manny accomplished his dream and in my mind became a superstar was the moment he knocked out Ricky Hatton. And I had this photograph in extra large size, like 60 by 90 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it at Art Basel, I said to my dealer, I bet you the guy who runs boxing will see this picture, buy this picture, and I will do all the ads for boxing moving forward because I'm a boxing fanatic. I love boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
Really, yeah.
And we run boxing. They saw it. The guy's name is Todd DeBuff, the president of Top Rank Boxing, contacted one of my dealers, purchased the photograph. I went to Vegas. I met him. And now I do all the ads for all the big fights that Top Rank promotes all over the world.
Yeah. And so how then you met Manny Pacquiao after that?
I met Manny Pacquiao after that because Todd DeBuff from Top Rank hired me to do the advertising for Manny's last four or five fights.
Yeah. And so how did the book come about?
Well, what happened was I was doing intimate portraits of Manny for his for the advertising for his fights. But then I'd go to his gym and I'd photograph him in the gym, and then I'd go to his fights and I'd photograph him at his fights, and I thought, why don't I take these photographs, these behind-the-scenes photographs of him in an intimate way, one-on-one, through the eyes of the fan of the gym, and through the epic nature of these huge crowds in Dallas and Las Vegas, and put a book together.
Yeah.
And so we made a book together. I worked with a legendary creative director who was my partner on the project. Manny was my partner in the project, and Top Rank's my partner. So we just put their book together.
Yeah.
Made it happen. You know, in life you have to believe it to see it. Most people think you have to see it to believe it. That's the riddle.
Yeah. Now, as a boxing fan, what did you want to capture about Pacquiao? I mean, is what we see when we see him on TV or when we see him, you know, in magazines and certain in your photographs, is that what he is? I mean, is what we see what we get?
Well, no one really is what they seem to be.
Yeah.
Nothing is as it seems. Imagination is far more powerful than reality. But what I love about Manny Pacquiao is the duality of the man outside the ring and the man inside the ring. The man outside the ring is a sweet, sweet guy. The man inside the ring is ferocious.
And
the book really is about the fact that in life, the greatest obstacles we have and the greatest competition we're up against is ourselves. We're often in our own way, and we often are in competition with ourselves and what we believe we can or cannot do.
What's it like to be ringside at a Manny Pacquiao fight? I mean, is it as exciting as it seems?
Nothing more exciting than going to a prize fight.
Yeah.
The energy in the crowd, the anticipation, the reality, it's almost should be illegal. You're watching two guys fight. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that it's legal is incredible.
And
I mean, if you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. Two guys in 2011... Two guys about to go fight in the ring?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. And do you see the change that happens with Pacquiao? I mean, you talk about the guy outside of the ring and you talk about the guy inside the ring. They're two different people, obviously. When does the change happen? Is it when the bell rings or is it, you know?
Well, I think it's the same person, actually.
Yeah.
Just different qualities within the same person. So, basically, he's brilliant because he's so nice, but he isn't that nice because he's a fighter. So he's brilliant because he almost lures the other opponent into thinking how nice he is. How do you beat up such a nice guy? So he doesn't really get under your skin because he's so sweet and nice.
Now, sex seems to be something that your work exudes. Is that the same with Pacquiao? Does he have sex appeal?
Well, I don't think that it's about sex. I think it's about something that's sexy. So I wouldn't say Manny's sexy, but I would say that going to a fight is a very sexy experience. It all depends on what your definition of sexy is. My definition of sexy is intrigue. Something that is intriguing is something that is sexy. That's an intellectual approach to the word sexy.
And what's the biggest influence on your own work? I mean, I've read articles about you, and they mention film. I mean, does film influence your work?
Not at all.
No?
No. My work is influenced by my need to get the pictures out. It's not like I love making photographs. I don't necessarily like being a photographer, but I have this incredible need to make these images. It's like what I was made to do in life. It's like someone asked me earlier today, if you could do anything you want in life and failure wasn't enough, what would it be? And I'd say I'd be doing exactly what I'm doing. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I made this book of Manny Pacquiao not for me, not for Manny, but for his millions of fans all over the world.
Yeah, and the reaction to the book has been quite good, hasn't it?
People love the book. People love Manny. People love what the book's about. The book's about having a dream, struggling to accomplish the dream, and accomplishing the dream. The book is divided into rounds, not chapters. It's a 12-round fight. It's a 12-round book.
Yeah.
It's like Guts to Glory, Manny Pacquiao.
So when you go to Freddie Roach's gym and you're taking pictures of you know what the gym looks like, there's one shot in the book where there's photographs of women on the wall, and there's how the gym is set up and you take those photographs. Do you stage your photographs or you just capture them and then how does that work?
A lot of these photographs in the book are staged, and a lot of photographs are captured. And I think that it's pretty self-explanatory what was staged and what was captured.
Yeah.
I can do both. I can capture a photograph, or I can stage a photograph. Like the cover, for example, is staged. The back cover is captured. So I set it up and capture it, or I capture it when I can't set it up.
And when you're photographing a guy like Pacquiao, what's the mood like? I mean, is there music playing? Are you talking to him, or is it quiet? Or how does that work?
When I'm photographing Manny by myself in the gym, you hear the sound of punching bags and the atmosphere of the gym.
Yeah.
When you photograph him at an actual fight, you hear the roar of the crowd. When you photograph him in the gym, you feel the sweat in the gym. You see the sweat in the gym. You feel the energy of the gym. With each photograph is a different circumstance.
And when do you see the photograph that you've obviously created? Is that through the lens, or do you see that when you're developing the film or seeing it on the computer?
I see it through the lens, and I see it when I look at the images on the screen when I download the images.
Yeah, I understand you're shooting commercials now.
Well, I have done commercials, but I'm not shooting commercials now. It's not something that I'm moving into. I prefer making photographic books and having museum shows and exhibitions all over the world because I see myself as the brand as opposed to working for the brand. So directing commercials, I'm a work for hire, but it's not my passion. My passion is making personal photographs.
And would you ever go into film, like making a movie, say?
Sure, but it's not something that I'm working towards at the moment.
Yeah. Well, you photographed a lot of notable people over your career. Do you have to like your subject?
Well, it's an interesting question, Joe. Would you believe it's actually easier if you don't like them?
Really?
Because they become a picture as opposed to a person. You know, you're trying to get a picture of someone. So it's not about me liking them or them liking me. I'm there to get a picture. So, much like a chef doesn't have to like the person eating their food, they just want to make sure the person eats their food. I do whatever it takes to get the picture. If I have to get someone to hate me to make the picture, then so be it. They'll hate me to get the picture. I do whatever it takes to make the picture happen.
Yeah. And so, how does it work, let's say, if you're photographing, you know, a model, say, for an ad campaign? Do you get to know them before you start shooting or not?
For me, it's best to know as little about them as possible. You know, you hear about people who do want to do a lot of research on their subjects, right? And they want to figure out what they're, you know, do background checks on them. I feed off people's energy. It's best to me and for me if I know nothing about my subjects before I photograph them because I want to be spontaneous and come in with no preconceived judgments of these people. So I prefer figuring it all out on the spot.
And so what's it like to have celebrities like Elton John and Ben Stiller as fans and collectors? Do you know where they keep your work at home? Or?
I don't think about where they keep the work at home.
No.
I'm very flattered that they've purchased the work. They love the work. There are many more other people mm-hmm. who bought my work. Many other huge celebrities and stars all over the world. But to me, it doesn't make a difference who the person is. The chef rarely cares about who eats his food. As long as people eat his food, he's happy.
And when you see a photograph that you've done, say a few years back, do you look at it again and say, I could have done this better?
No, I look back and think I could do something else better, but never the same photograph better. Otherwise, you'd never see it in the first place, because I wouldn't show it to you.
Yeah. And
it's all the pictures that I don't show that I think I can make better, not the pictures that I do show.
Yeah. When you're a photographer, when you take people's pictures, can you make anyone look good?
No.
No.
But I can make anyone look interesting.
Yeah. And what do you do to put a subject at ease? I mean, I'm sure people come to you and they're uneasy about being photographed. I mean, is that the case?
I pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah. You've also been compared to Warhol in terms of the model of the art and the commercial aspect of it. Is it as glamorous and lucrative a business as it seems when we read about you?
Well, first of all, I don't know whoever compared me to Andy Warhol, because he did way more things. I'm just a photographer. I mean, he did silk screens, he made photographs, he made films. He was much more of a multi-faceted artist than I am. But I guess the similarity is that I do both commercial work occasionally, and I'm in the art business all over the world. You know, when I first started, no one ever thought that I'd ever make it. None of my you know, family, friends, relatives. They thought, what, you want to be a photographer in New York? You'll never make it. But I always knew I'd make it. And then about 15 years later, everyone thinks I'm far more successful than I really am. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I don't think anyone thinks about anyone else generally but themselves. So I'm not thinking about what other people think of me. I think about what I think of me. And when your passion becomes your occupation, you sometimes lose your passion. And it's very hard to retain the passion when it's your occupation. This is what I do for a living. I love making photographs, but it's not always easy to maintain the passion day in, day out, for years and years and years.
So where do you find inspiration?
I don't really look for inspiration. It kind of just happens, or it doesn't.
And is there any part of you that when you think back to the people that, you know, were naysayers about you and going into photography, is there a little bit of you that says, you know, I've shown them?
No, there's a big part of me that says I've shown me.
Yeah.
Because who are they anyway?
Yeah. In terms of Pacquiao as a boxer, I mean, is there anyone else in the sport today that's as good as he is?
Well, I mean, that's a loaded question. I mean, there's so many great fighters. I think that there's a charisma about him that's very charming. There are a lot of amazing fighters from, you know, obviously Floyd Mayweather, and, you know, Miguel Cotto is a great fighter. Sergio Martinez is a great fighter. I love the Klitschko's in heavyweight. They're all different sorts of divisions. Manny's one of many, pardon the pun, but yeah. He's also one of a kind. And it's his charisma and his charm. And the fact that he was such an underdog who came from so little and became so great is what makes him so fascinating to his over 300 million fans all over the world.
Did you go to the Philippines at all?
I did not go to the Philippines at all, no.
No. Is there anything else that you want to accomplish, or have you done everything that you wanted to do in your career?
How does one answer that question? I mean... Anyone who would ever say I've accomplished everything I've ever accomplished may as well just go to the cemetery and lay underneath the ground.
Yeah, go down. Yeah.
So I don't ever pat my back. I always move forward.
Yeah. But there are goals, aren't there?
Yeah, my goal is to have peace of mind, inner peace.
Yeah. Is there anyone that you haven't photographed that you'd like to still?
I wouldn't mind photographing you, Joe.
Really?
Who you look like? No. Yeah. Who would I like to photograph? I want to photograph anyone who's interesting, interests me. I like people who are both interesting and interested.
You know, that's the thing about being photographed. I don't like being photographed. I don't like pictures of myself. And I'm just wondering, if someone like you took my photograph, would you make me feel comfortable, say, or would I like the shot that you took of me?
The key is to make you feel comfortably uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, next time you're in Vancouver, we'll set something up, David.
All right. David, so is that it for us?
Yeah, that is. Thanks for this, David.
Okay. Thanks so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Mr. Drebin's website is at daviddrebin.com. The book is called Manny Pacquiao. It's got a foreword by Bob Arum. It's from CJ Oyster Publishing. MannyBoxingBook.com is the website. David Drebin on the line from New York City. In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.